The next illustration shows more detail for each of the two organizational parts. It also shows the relationships of the two organizational parts with the arrow between the two. This arrow suggests that there's a need for the two parts to be compatible with each other. For example, an organization that's aiming to serve a population that speaks primarily Spanish must have policies and procedures in place that support the delivery of services in Spanish. The infrastructure function of training might be involved in order to support direct service workers by providing incentives that might be available to workers in order to retain workers who speak Spanish and who understand the community's particular Latino culture. In this example, the corporate headquarters or the infrastructure side of an organization not only values cultural and linguistic competence, but also has policies and procedures in place that are compatible with supporting the direct services needed by a particular population. When an organization's infrastructure and direct services functions are compatible, workers feel supported in providing services in a manner that's culturally appropriate to people in the community. Direct service workers who work in organizations without compatibility between the two parts often express having to work under the radar from the organization in order to provide culturally and linguistically appropriate services.